The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from beautiful Dallas, Texas, here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We are here all week, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a terrific show lined up for you. Not only are we here at the NRB, but we are also celebrating a very important moment for our radio program. Today is book launch day, and the biscuits are finally ready, ladies and gentlemen. The brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, officially hits bookstores today, and we're getting reports that sales are off the charts. So if you haven't already done so, we want to encourage you to get your copy of the new book today. By the way, you can also go to our store. We have lots of autographed copies of the new book available. So if you would like my, John Hancock on the book, all you have to do is go to the ToddStarnes.com website, click on the store app, and you'll be able to get yourself a copy of Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. My co-author, Michelle Cox, is going to be here in just a little while, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about this great new book, and we're just very excited about this. It really is one of those, for such a time as this, moments in our history when there is so much chaos, there is so much anger and hostility out there, to be able to write a book to remind us that there are plenty of good-hearted people out there in America, that there is a lot of goodness in this country, and there's also a lot of deliciousness in this country. And we talk about both with our recipes in the book as well as these great inspirational stories. Want to welcome our brand-new affiliate from Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, the great Heritage radio station. We are honored to be broadcasting noon to 3 Eastern on that terrific radio station. And all this week, Grace Baker has been told, has been ordered, has been instructed that WSIC listeners go right to the top of the list. And if you guys make it on the air, we're going to hook you up with a great prize package, courtesy of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. A part of that includes a copy of Our Daily Biscuit. Our telephone number, and folks, you will need this if you want to call in today, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. 8868. I want to say something real quick, give you an update on a story we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. And can I just say how incredibly proud I am of this audience? You guys don't just sit around and complain. You get up and do. I mean, it would be easy to pop open a Baptist martini, kick back in the Barca lounger, and just complain about what's happening in this country. But you don't do that. When you hear about an issue, when you hear about conservatives under attack, you guys rise up and you take action. And a great example of this is something that happened just yesterday in Randolph Township, New Jersey. We've been telling you about the school district there. They decided that they were going to eliminate every name of every holiday. So instead of having time off for Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, they were just going to call that a day off. And the reason why is they did not want to offend the indigenous people. And, of course, Columbus Day was on this list as well. So the school district decided, you know what, we're going to, instead of just addressing this issue, we're just going to go ahead and ban all holiday names. Well, last night, at the emergency school board meeting in Randolph Township, New Jersey, apparently the local citizens came out en masse, and there was so much outrage and so much anger that the school district reversed its decision, and now kids are going to be able to take off for Christmas. Thanks to you guys. Well done, America. And this is the lesson that when you take a stand, when you get up and get out of your house and you go to the school board meetings and you confront this evil that has infested our nation, you are going to be able to facilitate change. And we prove this time after time after time on this radio program. So good for you, the people there in the Randolph Township in New Jersey. Meanwhile, there's another story, and we touched briefly on this yesterday. And this goes to the heart of the issue, what's happening not just in our local public schools, but our public universities as well. And there is a new study out from North Dakota State University. And I want to warn you moms and dads about something. You may have one of the most patriotic kids in America. You raised that kid right. They grew up. They went through a Boy Scouts. They got the Eagle Scout badge. And they are God and country. They go to church. They go to Sunday school. They do good deeds in the community. They know their personal pronouns. And then they go off to public university. And they come back from that public university, from that fall break, with their car loaded up with the dirty laundry. Maybe their hair is a little bit more shaggy. They got no money. And they come home for the fall break. And you realize that your sweet, innocent, church-going, patriotic kid is a flag-burning communist. And you want to wonder, what happened? What happened to little Billy, who now wants to be identified as Sally? What happened? Well, I think we have an answer to that question, ladies and gentlemen. There's a new survey out from North Dakota State University. They've been doing this survey for a number of years, and they ask a very simple question. They want to know if you are proud to be an American citizen. And the professors who conduct this survey, and I don't know what their political leanings are, but by and large, most professors at the university level are raging leftist. Even the professors at North Dakota State University were shocked by what they discovered. Because according to this survey, while 73% of conservative kids say they're proud to be an American, a majority of liberals say they hate America. A majority of liberal students say they are ashamed of our nation. And the professors came back and said, we don't know what the heck is going on here. Because in years past, when we've looked at these surveys, when we've conducted these surveys, even the liberal kids, they love America. They love their country. This is their country, right or wrong, my country. But not anymore. Something has changed in the education system in America. And the university professors conducting the survey at North Dakota State say they were staggered. But that's not all they found. According to their survey, only 9% of liberal students, only 9% support capitalism. In other words, you've got a bunch of liberal college kids running around embracing socialism and communism. Only 13% of liberals, only 13% opposed socialism. So you say, well, Todd, what do we make of all of this? Well, it's very clear to me. Based on this survey, it verifies what we've been talking about for a very long time on this radio program, that the socialists are using our tax dollars to fundamentally transform this nation from the home of the brave to the home of the woke. And it's happening right under our very eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody's doing anything about it. So when you wake up one day and you wonder why all of a sudden your kid doesn't know what their pronouns are, or your kid comes home and announces that they're a communist, this is the reason why. This is what they're being taught in their public school systems. This is what they're being taught in the public university system. So here's my recommendation. Don't send your kid to public university. Send your kid to to a good Christian college, Christian university, a place like Liberty University, for example, fine school, but a place where they're going to be able to not only get a great education, but they're also going to be able to come home and tell you what their personal pronouns are. So we're going to be talking about this later today. We've got some great guests coming up. Judge Ken Starr is going to drop by in just a little while. Also, Michelle Cox, as I mentioned, the co-author of the new book, is going to be here. And we're also going to be taking your calls as well. How do we fix the nation's public education system? How do we stop this leftward lurch to socialism? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, our live show blog is up. By the way, all of our brand new WSIC listeners, we have a live show blog. If you want to click on the links to the stories we're talking about, we have links to all of our guests and their books and info. You can find that information. We make it very simple for you, the great listeners of this program. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I want to talk to you about a very serious issue facing our country, court packing. It's the tool of left-wing authoritarians. Hugo Chavez packed Venezuela's Supreme Court with his socialist cronies and paved the way for his tyrannical regime. But now Joe Biden and America's socialist radicals want to pack our Supreme Court with four new liberal justices. Court packing isn't some policy idea to improve the courts. It's a coup. A coup to take away your constitutional freedoms and turn America into a socialist country. That's why First Liberty Institute, the largest legal organization in the nation dedicated to defending religious liberty in America, is doing something about it. First Liberty recently launched SupremeCoup.com to serve as a one-stop shop in the fight against court packing and to help patriots like you learn the truth about what's happening in our courts. But more importantly, there's a big take action button that you can click to do your part to stop the Supreme Court coup. If you want to defend our God-given freedoms and stop the left's court packing scheme, head over to SupremeCoup.com/Starnes. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us as we're broadcasting from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas. A lot going on here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And, of course, today is a very special day for all of us as the brand-new book launches. You can get yourself a copy of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, written by my good friend, myself and my good friend, Michelle Cox. And you can pre-order a copy today over at toddstarnes.com, or you can get it at your favorite bookstore. So, again, a very interesting thing is happening in our nation's public school system as we try to figure out how do we stop this country from becoming a full-blown socialist nation. How do we do that? And this is going to require every single freedom-loving American taking a stand. That's what it's going to take. And if we do not do that, if we do not go to these school board meetings, if we do not confront these radical leftist school boards, we're not going to be able to facilitate change in this country. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to, and again, we're having a bit of a technical issue here, folks, where I'm not able to hear back in Memphis, Tennessee. But we will be taking your calls momentarily. We will be getting to your calls, so hang tight if you're on the phones, and we're going to get to you momentarily. Now, there was another interesting thing that happened. Again, people taking a stand. This happened at a city hall meeting, a city council meeting, in Silverton, Colorado. There had been a longstanding feud, a longstanding fight over the Pledge of Allegiance. The mayor there, a guy by the name of Shane Furman, and he is not just a radical leftist, but he is a very unpleasant radical leftist. And Mayor Furman decided, you know what, we're no longer going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at city council meetings. We're no longer going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance because it is too divisive. It is inappropriate. And he said there are direct and indirect threats implied by the national, by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. So the mayor just said, you know what, we're not going to do it anymore. That's it. Kaput. Silverton, Colorado. Well, the folks over at CBS Channel 4 in Silverton decided, you know what, we are going to do a story about this. And they interviewed a few folks, and the folks around town were very upset. Good, patriotic, church-going people there in Silverton, Colorado. And these folks were saying that this is not right. The mayor does not speak for us, even though he is the mayor. So the town trustees decided, you know what, we are going to take a public stand here. That's what we're going to do. Sure enough, last night, something very interesting happened in Silverton, Colorado. Big crowd turns out. You've got all the town trustees. That's what they call their city council folks there. And when it came time, everybody stood up and they recited the Pledge of Allegiance. Every single person in that room, except for the mayor, who threatened to throw everybody out of the room. But he did not do that. And you want to know why? It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. The mayor's, yes, I know the mayor's a liberal. I get it. He's a moron. But the mayor is not stupid. And the mayor could count. And he could see that there were dozens and dozens of people in the city council chamber who were willing to take a stand. There were more of them than there were of the mayor and the liberals. That's what it's all about, folks. When you stand together, when you stand with one voice, you are going to take a change. You're going to make a change. That's going to happen. And it did happen. It happened in Randolph Township, New Jersey, and by golly, it happened in Silverton, Colorado. You folks are illustrating and demonstrating to the rest of the country what we have to do. Especially as we begin to look towards what's happening in 2022 with the opportunity to reclaim the House of Representatives and retake back and retake the Senate chamber for the conservatives. That's what we have to do. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, speaking of the election, and this is a fascinating story, and one that you're not going to see on the mainstream media. Big media, they're not going to cover this story. There's an exclusive poll conducted by our friends over at Media Research Center. 78% of voters, 78% of voters say a voter ID is reasonable and valid. 78%. 77% say that campaigns should be funded by the candidates themselves and not the government. 77% of voters, according to the Media Research Center poll, this just came out, they just sent it to us, 77% say that those campaigns should be funded by the candidates themselves, not by our tax dollars. And they've got a great point. Why should my tax money be used to fund Bernie Sanders' political campaign? Why should my tax dollars be used to fund Hillary Rodham Clinton? So the question here, folks, as we get ready to go to break, what about you? Do you believe that a voter ID is reasonable and valid? Or do you believe it is suppressing the vote, as President Barack Hussein Obama, President B.H. Obama, once said? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We're going to be taking your calls on this. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, again, toddstarns.com. While you are there, I would encourage you to get yourself a copy of my brand new book just out, and folks are selling like hotcakes, or quite frankly, selling like biscuits. Buttermilk Biscuits, our daily biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and you can order a copy right now on toddstarns.com. We also have some great free products as well, including our daily newsletter and also the awesome Todd Starnes Show podcast. They call it the Toddcast podcast. Very clever, actually. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here and take a break. Your call's coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By now, you've all heard me talking about MyPillow and my good friend Mike Lindell. What an incredible product he has created for America. Those MyPillows never go flat. You can wash them, you can dry them as many times as you want, and they still maintain their shape. And you want to know why? Made in the good old U.S. of A. And now, for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. The regular price, $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go right now to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Set. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are broadcasting from the Gaylord Texan. That's in Dallas, Texas, hanging out with our good friends over at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Great to have you along for the ride today. I want to go right to the phones. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Jesse, listening to us on our brand new affiliate, WSIC. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd, it's great to be on here, man. This is awesome. Thank you for allowing me to come on here. And I'm also known in this area as a sick and tired patriot.
Wait. So they know you around town as the sick and tired patriot, Jesse? That's awesome.
That's right. I'm sick and tired of a lot of things that's been going on, and so is a lot of other patriots in this great country.
What are you sick and tired of, Jesse? What are you sick and tired of?
Well, number one is our votes not being counted, you know. The election, the education our kids is not receiving that needs to be done, and our economy. I call it the triple E's, you know, the education, the electoral, and the economy. We need to get our counting of our ballots and integrity of our voting has got to come first. And I can't think of one way that we could get away from those electronic machines is allow our high school graduates to do our voting counting. You know, every year.
You know, Jesse, they're not even teaching kids down at the Walmart how to make change over a $5 bill. So I'm not quite sure I want those kids counting anything, to be honest with you. But again, I think, Jesse, I am hopeful because if people like you and if enough people like yourself get out there and say, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. We're not going to tolerate thievery at the ballot box. We're going to get out there. We're going to demand voter integrity. You're going to get voter integrity, Jesse. So I want to encourage you to fight the good fight and add more people to your ranks of the sick and tired patriots. Now, Jesse, we're going to put you on hold, and I want to get you hooked up with a copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, just as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Let's go to Northeast Georgia. Joe on WDUN. Joe, what is on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going? I'm glad to be on today. I was just going to, you know, make an argument about the voter ID in Georgia here. And kind of how it's affecting the population. So, you know,
yeah.
With most Democrats are concentrated in the cities in Georgia here, and they are typically within close walking distance of a ID facility, which is free. So if anyone would be disenfranchised, it would be the Republican voters who are further away from those voter IDs in the rural areas. So that argument that, you know, it's impossible for someone to get an ID and they live, you know, 2 miles away within walking distance is kind of, you know, it seems to be a broken argument.
Joe, here's what I want to know. I want to meet the American citizen. I don't care if they're black, white, brown, polka dot, doesn't matter. I want to meet that person who says they have not been able to get an ID. They have been denied an ID. I want to meet that American citizen. And I'm telling you, they don't exist. They do not exist in the United States of America. So it's a false, fake argument. This idea that you cannot get some sort of an ID in America, it just doesn't happen. Hey, Joe, appreciate the call. And what say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe that we need to have voter ID laws? Most of you do agree with that, according to the Media Research Center poll. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line, and we are very honored to have the co-author of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, Michelle Cox, on the line. Michelle, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, great to be with you.
So the biscuits are out of the oven, Michelle. So let's, I guess that's the good starting point for the conversation.
Exactly. And, you know, biscuits are good breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So folks should be ready.
Now, a lot of people, Michelle, are a little confused because they think this is a recipe book. And while we do have a lot of recipes in here, that's really not the main thrust of what we were trying to accomplish. So they've heard me talking about the biscuit book for ages now. So why don't you give them an idea of why we wanted to do this project?
Well, you know, both of us love the Lord and both of us love biscuits. And we're both from the South, so it seemed like a natural place for us. And, you know, so many of our deep Southern values are dwindling away, and we wanted to remind people where we came from faith-wise, you know, that those old family Bibles that are duct taped together and the pages are falling out, but that's our heritage, and we want to carry that to another generation. It's been a couple of really difficult years for our nation. People are stressed. And we wanted to make people laugh. Both of us are storytellers. And Jesus was a storyteller. And so we've taken stories from those wonderful, lovable Southern characters. And if you don't laugh, something's wrong with you. Some of them may draw a tear to your eye. But then we add a devotional thought at the end, a verse of scripture or prayer, some reflective questions at the end to help you think a little deeper on it. And then we, you know, kind of put the icing on the cake and add the recipes from some of those final Southern cooks.
Yes, and many of whom apparently are Episcopalians because there's a lot of liquor involved in some of these recipes, Michelle Cox. But it cooks out, they say.
I think that came from your side of the family, Todd.
I will not confirm or deny that, Michelle Cox. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, our good friend, the co-author of our Daily Biscuit, Michelle Cox, and is just a tremendous writer of books, and you're a veteran devotion book writer. Michelle, one of my favorite stories, and you have to share this before we have to go to break here, just to give folks a taste of the biscuit. There was a moment where someone wanted to do something nice for someone, I guess, who had been ill, and they decided to go and clean their house and stock their fridge. Tell us about that story.
Well, actually, they were just going to deliver food. Like most Southern churches, our church had one of those sweet ladies that delivered meals when someone had surgery or there'd been a death in the family. And so Karen called Ellen, who was getting ready to have knee surgery, and she said, "Honey, I'm gonna bring food by for you for supper. Just wanted to let you know and see when was the best time to bring it." And Ellen said, "Well, Karen, I don't know what time we'll be home. We don't lock our door. Just, you know, you can just come on in and put it in the refrigerator. Do you need directions? And Karen said, oh, I was there a number of years ago. I can remember where it was, and I'll just come on in. So Karen got there. She unloaded the food. She started up the steps, and she said, oh, bless her heart, she's going to have so much trouble getting up these steps with her knee freshly operated on. And so she stopped and she prayed for Ellen that she could get in the house. And then she opened the door and her jaw dropped. There were dirty clothes everywhere. The place was cluttered. Dishes were piled high. There was a mountain of laundry. And she said, I can't leave this like this for her to come home from the hospital. So she set in cleaning, she did the laundry, she vacuumed, she mopped, she cleaned the bathrooms, washed all the dishes, put the food in the refrigerator, went home, and that night got a call from Ellen, and she said, Karen, I thought you were bringing food by for us. And Karen said, honey, I did, it's in your refrigerator. And Ellen said, no, there's nothing there. And Karen said, I brought it by, seriously. I even stood on your steps and prayed for you that you'd be able to get in the house. And Ellen said, Karen, we don't have steps.
So oh,
Karen
no.
Karen had cleaned the house, done the laundry, washed the dishes, and supplied dinner for a total stranger. Wouldn't you love to have seen the expression
wow.
on their face when they got home and the call to the police department? Officer, somebody's broken our house, cleaned it, done the laundry. But, you know, sometimes we make our plans like that. We set up on our own instead of getting
sure.
direction from God. And so just like Karen, well, we learned that it's always better to ask for directions and see
exactly.
where God leads us.
And again, those are just some of the stories, the fun stories that we have in the book. Inspirational, encouraging, and hilarious, too. And on top of that, as you mentioned, some delicious recipes. So, folks, if you would like to pre-order a copy, you can buy one at your favorite bookstore. Or if you'd like a signed copy, you can go to ToddStearns.com and click on the store. And, Michelle, where can folks go if they want to read more about your other great books?
Well, most of them are on Amazon. I also have a parenting site called Just 18 Summers, where we encourage families to remember that while 18 years sounds like a long time, you really have just 18 summers with your kids. And so there's more information there as well. I'm also on Facebook as
right.
Michelle Cox Inspirations and would love to
okay.
connect with folks.
Fantastic. All right, Michelle, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations on the publishing day, our daily biscuit devotions with a draw. Folks, we've got to take a break. We're going to get to your phone calls when we get back. 844-747-8868. That, again, is a toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it, but the state of our great nation has changed, and with it, so has the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we will see dark days ahead for the dollar. And that's why now, more than ever, I recommend you diversify with gold and silver. And the only company I recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA, and they make it so easy. They are the highest-rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now, folks. Call 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, broadcasting all week from Dallas, Texas. So we're going to have a few little hiccups every now and again, but that goes with the flow as we're out on the road. for the next several days, and we'll be back in our main studios on Friday. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go back and play some audio for you. This is from this mayor in Silverton, Colorado, a big controversy after he decided to ban the Pledge of Allegiance. Take a listen.
The indirect threats, inappropriate comments in and out of public meetings, and the general divisiveness issues creating in our community, we will not be doing the Pledge of Allegiance during Town of Silverton Board of Trustee meetings, and it's removed from agendas and or protocols until such time that we can discuss this at a board retreat or workshop.
We already discussed this as a board. Any other unilateral decisions we need to know about?
If you'd like to find somewhere in the code that does not permit me to do this, then I welcome that discussion at our next meeting.
Yes, but it's just been done for a long time.
I understand.
We all took an oath. And we as a board collectively decided it would be done.
This is not up for discussion at this moment, but if you'd like to add it to the next agenda,
you can
do that.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
You know, doesn't that guy just, I mean, just you hear the voice and you don't mean to judge. Okay, we're going to judge. The guy sounds like one of these pajama boy snowflakes. You know, the sleazy, you know what I'm talking about? Well, the Pledge of Allegiance just offends me. And I don't care. Is there a rule in the book that bans the Pledge of Allegiance? Is there? Oh, there's not a rule. Well, you know what? I'm going to make a rule. And good for the town council for standing up to this little snowflake. And you know, he just withered away. He just melted because the entire crowd decided to defy this guy. Good for you, the people of Silverton, Colorado. Good for you. Sometimes you just have to do this. You don't want to get ugly. But the reality is sometimes ugly is the only thing that you can do to get through to these people. So we'll see how things play out there, but it looks like the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, is on the way out. By the way, speaking of double standards, have you heard about Senator Sheldon Whitehorse from Rhode Island? He's one of these woke lefties. Turns out that he belongs to an all-white beach club. And I'm not talking about these people have a hard time tanning. I'm talking about Lily White Beach Club. No people of color allowed. Cut number three.
Okay. Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey's Beach Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that, and I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age, you know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
So Senator Whitehouse actually said, did I say Whitehorse? I said Whitehorse, didn't I? Yeah, he's a Whitehouse. But you know what? He's white. He Lily White. He said that there are a lot of these kinds of clubs in Rhode Island. I didn't realize there were that many racists in Rhode Island. Were there that many racists in Rhode Island? I mean, could you imagine if Donald Trump belonged to an all-white, a Lily White beach club? Could you imagine the outrage that would have ensued? But it's perfectly okay for the Democrats, which is the party of the KKK, the party of a governor in Virginia who likes to dress in blackface, and apparently now a senator who likes to frolic about on the beach at an exclusive all-white beach club. Again, this goes back to the double standards, and you have to call these people out on this. And I know the mainstream media is not going to, they're going to ignore this story. But these are important things because it exposes what the Democrats are really all about. It's all about hypocrisy with these people. And I'm telling you, I still, in my heart of heart, I still think the Democrat Party, at its base, is a racist political party. They're intentionally keeping people of color under their thumb, under their jackboot, because they do not want them to live the American dream. They don't want people to be self-sufficient. They don't want people to celebrate individualism. They want people to worship the government. They want people to rely on the government for a monthly handout, whether that be a monthly check, whether that be health care, whether that be education. And this is why the Trump agenda was so vitally important for the Republican Party, because the agenda was a winning agenda that everyone wants to claim the American dream. Everyone wants to have an opportunity. And that's what the Trump agenda was really all about. Whichever Republican candidate running in 2024 advances that idea is the winning candidate. Is it Ron DeSantis? I don't know. Kristi Noem? I don't know. Could be. But whoever that person is, they are going to win. And they're going to increase that big tent party that President Ronald Wilson Reagan preached about so many years ago. But that's the only way it's going to happen. So anyway, there you go. Senator Whitehouse, Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island. Jeez, Alou. I wonder what, you know, he's not that very tan either. He's sort of lily white, that guy. Maybe he should work on the suntan lotion. I don't know. All right, coming up in just a little while, our good friend Ken Starr is going to drop by. Just one of the many guests we have coming up. Also, the creator of the incredible hit TV series The Chosen is going to be here. Plus your calls as well, ToddStarnes.com. Don't forget, get out there, order the book. The biscuits have arrived. It's book launch day here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain from Dallas, Texas. We are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention at the beautiful Gaylord Texan Resort, and we're having a great time here this week, running into all sorts of great folks, and of course, we're taking your calls as well. We're also celebrating a big day for us, the launch of the brand new book project, which is a little bit different from the political books I normally write. This one is called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and as we say in the book, right out of the gate, we believe that country is not a geographic location, it is a state of mind, and I think every person in America needs to read this book to understand there are still lots of good-natured people here in the United States of America, and you can order a copy, a signed copy, over at our website, or get over to your favorite bookstore and spend some money and buy my book and Judge Ken Starr's book, and you're going to be doing a great thing for the economy. Speaking of Judge Ken Starr, he is right here hanging out with us. Did you drive up from Waco, or did you take the plane?
The one plane. No, we drove up a beautiful Interstate 35, complete with construction. The infrastructure effort is underway on I-35.
I was on I-35 driving from San Antonio to Austin to Waco. Is that, I think there's a stretch there, and it was still under construction back then.
It's eternal life here in Texas. It just goes on and on and on. But we're thankful for TxDOT and all the good people helping build Texas. And you're so right about America, building America and loving America.
And one of the things that I love about Texas, you guys have the Whataburger. And we're getting one in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well done. You've had Bluebell ice cream in Memphis, and now you're getting Whataburger. Oh, the trappings of civilization.
I'm loving Texas more and more every day, to be honest with
you.
We
love Memphis. So, listen, you got to learn how to fix barbecue, though. You all still, you know, just – and I love Corky's. Look, you've got great barbecue there, but, you know, we're beef people. We're cattle people.
Judge, I mean, you know, we can have this argument. I'm an ecumenical guy, though, you know, as long as it's barbecue and, you know, low and slow, I'm there. So, but we did go to a place called the Hard Eight. which was somewhat of a hole-in-the-wall barbecue joint, not too far from here. And it's one of those places where you smell like the smoker for the rest of the day. Well, we're honored to have you with us.
Thank you.
There's an incredible new book that you wrote, Religious Liberty in Crisis, and we have a link to this on our live show blog. This is really an interesting book because I'm very passionate about this particular issue, and I feel like this is the number one issue facing America right now, is whether or not we are going to be one nation under God.
Absolutely, Todd. There has been such a sea change for the worst in American culture. In the 1990s, Bill Clinton signed into law a virtually unanimously passed piece of legislation called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Those were the halcyon days when everyone came together and supported religious liberty. Politics didn't divide us in those days in terms of religious liberty. We were all in favor of it. We're for it. But things started happening in the 21st century, which has been a rough century for our country, I must say. Many good things, of course. But for the culture, we have seen, Todd, a turning against America, a turning against freedom, a rise in favor of socialism, very large government. And both political parties, neither has really stood up and said, wait a second, big government, big debt. I think those voices are starting to be heard. But it's been a rough century as well, these first 21 years for religious liberty. And it's getting worse. The good news is, and it's part of the message, Todd, I'm bringing in the book, is that while the culture can shift, our Constitution doesn't. And happily, embedded in our Constitution and the First Amendment protections of religious liberty are what I call the six great principles that we can all understand. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't even have to have had a civics class to understand these six great principles, such as freedom of conscience. And those are the great principles that are under assault by the culture. But guess what? We're winning in the Supreme Court of the United States.
And speaking of that, I mean, there was a very important ruling just a few days ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago. It was Fulton versus the city of Philadelphia, involving these Catholic foster, you know, whether or not foster kids could be participating in with the Catholics because of their beliefs on marriage and homosexuality.
Yes, the traditions of the Catholic Church were being honored by Catholic social services, and you don't have to be Catholic. You don't even have to be religious to appreciate the importance of the ability of religious institutions, these religious folk, to be able to show the world, here's what we believe in, and to be protected in those beliefs. So, in brief, Catholic Social Services of Philadelphia provided these services to these precious children, to the community, for over 100 years. No one complained, but the Catholic Social Services community followed traditional Catholic doctrine. They simply would not place children in non-traditional homes, period. It had to be an intact husband, wife, family. Non-traditional, no. And with no complaint by anyone, as a result of an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, the city said, you're out of business with us, and you have to be licensed by us. And the Supreme Court of the United States said, Philadelphia, you are wrong. You are so wrong. You have a system that some of the city officials have discretion to overlook, make exceptions, and so forth. Unanimous. This is not 5-4, Todd. This is not 6-3.
What do you make
unanimous
of that?
It is an illustration that our Supreme Court, for these past 40 years, count them, supports religious liberty. They support our First Amendment. And by the way, be not dismayed when the lower courts get it wrong, because in the Philadelphia case, the district court, the district judge, God bless him, ruled in favor of Philadelphia. Goes up to the Court of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals. All three judges said Philadelphia is right, Catholic Social Services loses. Now talk about a spanking. To lose something 9-0 means boy, you really got it wrong, City of Philadelphia and those lower court federal judges. So we can't be dismayed when we lose a round in the lower courts, because the Supreme Court is our friend.
Well, here with us in the Liberty University guest chair is our good friend Judge Ken Starr, author of the incredible and important book, Religious Liberty in Crisis. Judge, you spent a lot of time in the academic world as well at Baylor University. There is a new survey out from North Dakota State, and the professors at North Dakota State were stunned because they told us that over the years, even liberal students still loved America. They were proud to be an American. Even though they're liberal, they were proud to be an American. But for the first time, 53% of liberals say they are ashamed of America. And a majority of these kids are now embracing concepts like socialism over capitalism. What do you make of this? What's happening on our college campuses?
Well, there has been an erosion of commitment to the great culture of freedom, all of our freedoms. You know, freedom really is a bundle or a basket. We can talk about freedom of speech or freedom of the press, but let's don't overlook the right, and sometimes I think we forget that the right of the people peaceably to assemble.
Right.
Right. So we've seen an erosion of when we treat people with dignity and respect. I keep invoking, in light of some of the madness that is around us, Dr. King, who set his face against the idea of violence. He wanted and insisted that his organization not just be the Southern Leadership Conference, but to be the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, to identify it as peaceful and nonviolent. Civil disobedience, yes, but peaceful civil disobedience. This is part of our great culture of freedom. And then at times you say, I've got to, in principle, disobey the law, but I'm going to do it peacefully. Now we see people embracing these very vicious ideologies. And then people who wouldn't dream of burning down stores owned by innocent, honest, God-fearing people applaud the burning of the stores. I was just stunned. So, Todd, grandparents have a duty right now. Parents have a duty. Loved ones have a duty. We have got to start talking about, get them off the screens, get them off their bloody iPhones and so forth, get them off social media, and we need to get them as the children and the grandchildren around the supper table, or whatever the table is, figurative or literal, and talk about the culture of freedom. We have not transmitted that culture to altogether too many. Now, happily, I tell you, in my world, the kids love our country, they love freedom and so forth, but we have this growth, and it's very, very concerning. A final point on this. When Bernie Sanders was embracing socialism in 2016, I said, well, he'll get nowhere. And then you see these enormous rallies, and everybody's a kid. Well, let's hope and pray that as they see, learn life's lessons and so forth, they'll see, you know, this nation has served humanity so well. And is anyone trying to leave the United States to find greater freedom elsewhere? I don't know of those situations.
I don't either. I don't either. And, you know, like Reagan said, and to your point, that American exceptionalism, it starts around the dinner table, the kitchen table. That's where it starts, to your point.
And we have not in the education system, and this is where I want to spend more time in that space, working with young people and working with teachers, that we have got to really make up for some lost years now. This is the sweet land of liberty. Let's honor it. Always improve it, of course. But my word, this is the great land of liberty and human dignity. Don't move to Venezuela and Cuba. You won't find it there.
Well said. Judge, we're going to have to leave it there. Folks, get a copy of this book, Religious Liberty in Crisis. We have a link to it over on our live show blog. Are you going to stick around Dallas, Judge, or are you heading back down to Waco?
Oh, I'm sticking. I've made it all the way to Dallas. We're here for another day. So we love the folks here at NRB. This is a great convention. So glad you're here, Todd.
It's an honor to be here. We love Texas.
Right.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break and pay some bills. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
So, Grace Baker, every now and again, we get these messages from our listeners during the interviews. And I received a message from a guy named Benjamin who's listening to us in Dallas, or I guess in Waco, and says, Mr. Starnes, hope you're having a wonderful time in Dallas. Well, I am. Thank you very much, Benjamin.
That was nice.
When you have Judge Starr on to interview him,
yeah,
will you please tell him his pool cleaner is listening? So this guy is Ken Starr's swimming pool.
This must be Benjamin from Texas. I've spoken to him.
He says, I see him every week when we clean his pool. He's a very nice guy, and I've gotten to interview him before on AFR with Brian Fisher. Anyway, please drop my name in the interview. I forgot to drop his name in the interview.
Todd.
But also, Benjamin says, I have a secret barbecue joint that has a seat waiting for you when you're near Waco.
Secret? Do you need like a password?
Those are the best kind. Well, no, but you know, when you have one of those great restaurants and you don't want anybody else to know about it because, you know, the crowds ruin the experience,
yeah.
I think that's what he's talking about.
That makes sense.
So I completely understand where he's coming from.
Well,
so anyway,
that was nice.
You never know who's listening. You never know who's listening, Grace Baker. Unbelievable. By the way, folks, we are having a great time here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention and meeting a lot of our listeners, a lot of the radio stations that carry our commentaries. There are a lot of great speakers as well. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to be here later this week, and he's going to be a special guest on our radio program. So we're really looking forward to that conversation later on this week. And, of course, we are also celebrating the launch of our daily biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Grace, have you ordered 5, 10, 20 copies?
Well, Todd, considering 30. I work for you, I would hope I could get a few from
40.
You. You gave me a few.
So I got a call this morning. I get a call from our local bookstore in Memphis.
Yeah.
It's a great bookstore called Novel Memphis.
Love that place.
And they've ordered a lot of these things. So I had to pre-order books.
Sure.
And people are always shocked by that because they think, oh, well, you know, if you're the author, you could just walk into Novel Bookstore and walk out with your book. Well, if you do that, that's called shoplifting. And
yeah,
well,
same
actually,
rules apply.
The problem is in San Francisco, they would get away with it because the book is, what, $16.99.
Oh.
So that's under the price in San Francisco, you know, if you're shoplifting.
Sure.
But still. No, you have to. If you're an author, you have to buy your own book.
That's crazy to me.
Well, it's unfortunate, but
authors don't get special privileges.
No, they don't. And
okay.
By the way, Larry Elder just walked by, one of the great Salem radio hosts, and Larry's looking for his press. Larry Elder doesn't need press credentials. Larry Elder, everybody knows Larry.
He's
Elder.
He's the Larry Elder.
So our team has helped now. So now I'm solo. Our team is helping Larry find the press credentials, and I hope they don't throw him out. We'll vouch for Larry. But anyway, Grace, yeah. So we've got some copies there, and they were calling to tell me, Mr. Starnes, you can purchase your book now.
Oh my gosh! So you were like on the pre-order list.
Yes. Well, I pre-ordered
for your own book.
Yes. You gotta do what you gotta do, Grace Baker. Hey, look, we've got to take a break here. We're going to tell you about a brand new television network that's popping up. All you folks looking for conservative, uncensored news, we've got the answer for you. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I really could go for a biscuit now. I mean, I've been staring at my book cover all day. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are broadcasting in Dallas, Texas all week at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We're also celebrating the launch of the brand new book out today. You can go to your bookstore. You can get a copy. You can go to our store at toddstarnes.com, and we'll sign and personalize a copy for you, our daily biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. I want to go to the phones because we're also celebrating the arrival of two brand new affiliates. We have KWON in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. It's a great radio station. And also WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, a great heritage radio station. By the way, callers from both of those stations, you guys, if you make it on the air today, we're going to give you a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit, just a way of saying welcome to the radio family. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Stan is on the line from WSIC. All right, Stan, what's on your mind today?
Well, you was talking back at the first of the show about the voter ID. And I just wanted to remind you, the people in this state right here voted that law in. And our governor, yeah, King Roy Cooper, threw it in the trash.
Yeah, your governor is not exactly an American patriot, Stan.
Oh, I know that.
I think you
know that.
Oh no, we know where he stands, and he reeks of communism, if you ask me, Stan. Not a big fan of the governor there in North Carolina.
I think you're being nice about it,
Stan.
I think
you know,
communism would be a nice word to call him.
Well, you know, we got to keep it family friendly here, Stan. So we'll go with commie. Stan, we want to just say welcome to the neighborhood. We're going to put you on hold, and we want to get you a copy of the new book, and Grace is going to get all your information. I do want to go to the Liberty University guest chair here at the NRB, and we're just so honored to have a wonderful friend, a new friend of this program, Bill Dallas, who is the chief executive officer of Liftable TV. He's also the author of an amazing book, an inspirational book, Lessons from San Quentin, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But Bill, first, welcome to the show.
Well, Todd, glad to be here, especially on the day that you launch your book, Our Daily Biscuit. And I'm assuming I get this copy that I have right here, and I'm telling you, the biscuits, I am now hungry for a biscuit, but so glad that you put this book out there for people to encourage them daily.
Well, you know, it's the idea is that we want to encourage America, and the country's been through some very difficult days, and we feel good about this country, and there are great people in this country, and that's really what you guys are all about at Liftable TV.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we've launched a network. It's an online network that you can get on your phone, you can get on your TV, it's Roku, you get the app, and we're providing inspirational training program, equipping program for people for their daily lives. So it kind of falls in line with what your devotional does, where a devotional is something you pick up and you read. For us, it's things that you can watch, things to improve your marriage, your parenting, your leadership skills. We just thought it's something the country needs, good, edifying, clean programs.
And we're honored because the Todd Starnes Show, we're broadcasting our show live on Liftable TV, and we're doing some other projects down the road.
Yeah, and I think I'm most excited about some of that, right? Because what we're going to go out with you is we're going to do a little bit of Americana on the back roads of the country. And we've already, as you know, we've set up some different dates at different parts of the country. We'll get a chance to interview a lot of the people that are part of your radio network, and we'll be able to show different aspects of the country. And what, as you know, right, when I put on the TV sometimes, the news or even other shows, I get inundated with just so much negative. And it's time that we show positive, uplifting stories that are happening in communities all around the country. And so getting you on the road to do some of those stories and putting on Liftable TV is we're real excited about.
So, and we haven't really discussed the specifics of this, but I'm not going to be like in a Prius or anything like that. We're going to be like, you know, in a monster truck maybe, right, or, you know, an RV, Bill.
Right. And why don't you, since it's going to be your show, and again, it'll be found on at liftable.tv, and it'll be just go there and you'll see Todd Starnes' picture and you'll click on it. tell us a little bit of some of those stories that you'll be bringing. It's kind of like the up close and personal from the Olympics. Tell us the stories we're going to find in the back roads of our country.
I love it. There are so many of those great stories out there. Several years ago, someone told me about a bakery in Michigan, and it's just in this small town bakery. And for whatever reason, they have a church organ, an old school church organ in the bakery. It's a donut shop kind of a place. And once a week, they get in there, and while they're selling the donuts, somebody will get behind the organ and they'll start playing hymns. And so they'll have a good old fashioned hymn sing right there in the bakery as people are getting their donuts. And I'm like, what a great story. These are the kinds of stories that we want to be able to share with the rest of the country.
And what I would encourage people to do is go to ToddStarnes.com, and you can find information about contact us, or you can go to our site. And if you know of a great story out there and you're listening right now and you're in a town that may or may not show up on a national map, or you may be in the middle of a big city, if you've got a story that you think that Todd Starnes should cover, we're going to bring out the camera crew and we're going to build something kind of like you see on the on a TV magazine show. And that's what we'll be bringing to you this fall. We're going to be shooting them all summer, and we're going to continue through the fall. So let us know if you have a great story that we might not see in the news. Just go to ToddStarnes.com. You'll find some information. Just leave some information and we'll contact you.
We got to come up with a good name for it, like Bill, like Starnes World.
That sounds Starnes World. That's fine. Starnes America, right? That's what we'll need to do.
But no Prius, Bill. I don't want to push this, but I don't want to be driving a battery powered car. That's not good for the image. We got to have gas guzzler.
I get it.
Big mufflers.
100%.
I love it. Bill Dallas. He's trying to calculate how much is this guy going to cost me. Yeah. Bill Dallas, Chief Executive Officer of Liftable TV, and Bill. It's also not just about uplifting content, and I know our listeners are going to love this, but it's also about uncanceling the cancel culture, because so many people are getting censored, especially people of faith, and you're not going to do that on this platform.
No, and one of the reasons the founder of this, when he asked me to lead this effort, because I had TV experience, one of the main reasons he said he wanted to focus on something that was positive, uplifting, but he also wanted to have a place where people could, not only we could put programming that we produce, but if there's other programs that we see that are great, or somebody has produced something they might have on YouTube, we'll put it out there. But the issue is there are constantly, daily, things being banned on YouTube and other platforms. And so the founder of this guy named Floyd Brown wanted a place where videos that are just are not offensive, but are offensive to people that want to control the internet, want to control the tech space, would say of offensive. And so basically they're counseling culture, and this is a platform where the videos will never be taken off. And so, again, if you have anything, just contact us. We'd love to look at it, and we'll put it up. But again, it's a place, we're not about counseling culture. We're a place that we're going to lift up the culture.
I got banned from Facebook for writing about Cracker Barrel rocking chairs and Southern gospel music. Did you know that, Bill?
You're serious?
Oh, I'm serious. They called me literally for a time, like I was called the bad boy of social media.
And so what was the reasoning? What was the words?
They said it violated their community standards. And so I replied. And, my team is always like, Todd, you've got to be nice. You got to be kind to these people. So I responded to him. And I said, if you're going to ban Cracker Barrel and rocking chairs in the Bible, I don't want to be a part of your community. So
yeah, and so the thing is, if for people listening, if you think this is just, we're at the end? No, we're just at the beginning of what's going to happen.
That's it. No, seriously, that is it. And that's why I think it's important for people to embrace Liftable TV, get involved. It's a great subscription, and you're going to love the programming. I mean, it's not just me, but you got Tony Perkins, Lance Waldow. Tell us some of the other folks.
Henry Cloud does stuff on relationships. The Parrots, Les and Leslie Parrott, written over 50 books. They've got marriage program up there. We have a ton of leadership program. The Lee Strobels will give us programs on evangelism.
Oh, Lee Strobel's going to
We're doing concerts. We're going to have children's programs. And again, just go there. You can sign up for a 30-day free trial, and you'll get a chance to click on different things And again, we believe that this will be one of those things where you'll be edified, you'll be encouraged, and it won't be something you have to cringe and be careful. Oh, is it? What happens if my 12-year-old daughter walks by the TV screen? We think she'll sit down and she'll want to watch the programming. And that's the whole purpose there, is to get something positive where when you leave that experience, you feel good about it. It's kind of like, not to pitch right now, but the reason, like, you're our daily biscuit. We were so excited about this. Again, it's something that lifts you up a little bit each day. I made sure that I got a copy for everybody in our office, and we got it out there. And unfortunately, Todd, you're going to have to come out to our office now and sign copies. But we've got copies for every single person that works for us, because, again, we're about giving you positive things, whether it's print, we're going to get partners to get you stuff, or whether it's our platform.
And my cardiologist, he got a copy of this, and he's already up. Yeah. He's already up my cholesterol meds.
Yeah,
so he didn't even bother looking. All right, here we go. Just do this.
Yeah.
Bill, this is exciting, and I know our team were very excited to be a part of this. And folks, Liftable TV, go now, get your subscription. And Bill, real quick, we've got a few minutes, but you have an incredible testimony. And again, this is about God's grace. This is about redemption. Tell us about this book, Lessons from St. Quentin.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is after I got out of college, I went to college in Tennessee in the South, and I headed for California, never been there, and all I saw was the bright lights, and I saw the money, and everybody's driving the cars. I said, I want to have that. So got involved in real estate, cut every corner imaginable, because I was concerned about the ends, not about the means. And one thing led to the other, and next thing I know, the sheriffs are knocking down the door, guns are drawn, and they throw me in the county jail, and I go through a court process and ultimately serve 2.5 years in prison. And the two remarkable things of that, number one is I was supposed to go to the country club type of prison, white-collar prison, club-fed, and they put me on the wrong bus. And so I should have been out to a place with low security, no fences, an honor system. And instead, the bus they put me on actually takes me to San Quentin. That was the first thing. But what it led to was an experience of meeting some of the greatest men of faith, people that had committed terrible crimes but had come to know God in prison, and they mentored me. And number two, I ended up getting a job because they could see me curled up in the fetal position. I was going through such a depression. They said, sitting here is not going to help you. They said, we need to get you a job. And obviously, there's no real estate developer jobs in San Quentin. And they knock on a door. It opens up. One of the inmates says, who had a lot of power in there, said, Larry, you need to hire this guy. They hired me. I was sweeping floors and come to realize that it was the San Quentin TV. So I started sweeping floors, and before I knew it, when I left prison, I had a resume to do production.
Wow.
And so for the next 30 years, I've been in the production world, which is why I'm connected here. So God takes our mistakes, and mine was my mistake, and he uses something for good. Usually it's something internal, your character, and something external if you stay the course. And he was very gracious in my life.
What a great testimony. And there are so many others out there that share those kinds of testimonies. God's redeeming grace. And Bill, we're excited about this new venture. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. Liftable TV, folks, sign up today. Bill, thank you again for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
You know, this bumper music, it's kind of like mellow. You know what I mean? It's like, hi, I'm Todd Starnes. We're almost halfway through the show now. It's time for a little break. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. And now, our normal listeners, you guys know, this is very different from us. We normally don't do a lot of guests. We're not a guest-heavy show. But the reason why is we're at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and we have a lot of folks that are wandering around talking with us, and we want to introduce those folks to you. So it's a little bit of a different setup for this week of the program. And, of course, also it is Book Launch Week, our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl. Get that at your favorite bookstore today. I want to go to the phones. Let's go to Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Paul listening to us on KWON. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Welcome to our community. Glad to have you guys.
Well, it's an honor to be broadcasting there. And Paul, I've actually been to Bartlesville. Many years ago, I spoke at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and that is a beautiful campus out there. And certainly, you guys must be proud of that school.
Oh, yeah, we are. It's a great school, and they're ranked really, really high for a liberal arts college. It is private, but you know what? There's a lot of good people coming out of there.
Well, it's a fine place. It's a fine place to be, and I know, Paul, we've got a. It seems like we've got a difficult phone connection there. But here's what we want to do. Again, we're celebrating our arrival at KWON and WSIC, and we'd love to give you a free copy of our daily biscuit. So we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your information. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, folks, a little while ago, we saw our good friend Mike Lindell wandering around. And as a matter of fact, Mike is going to be on the show a little bit later on this week. And, of course, Mike has been a longtime supporter of the Todd Stearns radio program. And we love Mike, and we love what he's doing with MyPillow. I don't know about you, but MyPillow has revolutionized sleeping in the Stearns household. I love the pillows. They are incredibly durable. They never go flat. And the best part of all, they're made right here in the good old U.S. of A. And get this, for a limited time only, Mike is offering our listeners his premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Ever, ladies and gentlemen, only $29.98. Look, that's $40 you're going to be saving on MyPillow. You can get the queen size or the king size. It's a terrific deal. By the way, all MyPillow products come with that great 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So here's what you need to do. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special page and use the promo code STARNS. That's the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and Grace Baker, you can testify to this, that incredible MyPillow doggy bed.
Oh, yeah, Merlo loves it. She's never slept better.
Merlo, the official, unofficial mascot of the Todd Stearns Show.
Oh, yeah, we got to tell our new listeners.
Not the booze. Yes, it's not the booze. It's
not
a dog.
The booze.
The Dalmatian. Merlo, the Dalmatian, loves the MyPillow doggy bed, which
she
Mike
does.
Sent to you.
Yes, it was super nice. It looks great. It feels great. And I can wash it because, you know, dog hair and stuff, it's going to get dirty.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's easy to wash.
That's why you got to. Oh, yeah, it is. This is terrific. And the dog is sleeping. The dog doesn't even get up anymore. It just lays there.
The dog's sleeping like a baby.
Bring me my kibbles and bits, woman.
Yeah, she's like, bring me my treats.
I love it. All right. So, again, folks, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS and get yourself hooked up with some great, great products there for you and your pets. All right, folks, stick around. We have another full hour coming to you from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today as we broadcast Day two from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention meeting in beautiful Dallas, Texas. And we have had a great opportunity to talk to some wonderful newsmakers today. And by the way, if you miss one of the interviews, all you have to do is go to our website and you can download our podcast. It's free of charge, will not cost you a single penny. Again, ToddStarnes.com. We're also celebrating the launch of our brand new book. This is really an inspirational book. And I think this is a book that every single American citizen needs to read. It's Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, written by myself and my dear friend Michelle Cox from Asheville, North Carolina. And I want to read to you just from the opening paragraph of the book so you get an idea of what this thing is really all about. Because, yeah, we've got a lot of great devotions in here. We've got a lot of great recipes. But it really is about more than that. And as we wrote in the opening chapter, country is not just a geographic location. It's a state of mind. It's a shared sense of values, like faith and family. Michelle is from North Carolina. I'm from Tennessee. But we've met plenty of country folks from places like Chicago and New York City and even San Francisco. So what's so special about country folks? Well, I reckon it starts with the people. They greet you with sincere hospitality, with soft southern drawls and timeless manners. The young people say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, out of great respect, and under the threat of grandma's switch or mama's cast iron skillet. Country is a place where neighbors lend a helping hand, whether it's harvesting a crop or raising money for a little league team or buying groceries for family on hard times. As a country songwriter once crooned, I have friends with tractors. And it goes on and on and on as we talk about the good people of America, the goodness of America. And that gets lost in the chaos of what's happening on cable news. So I hope you get a copy of this, and I hope you get two copies. Share it with a friend. Share it with a family member. And let's spread a little bit of joy and happiness across this great nation of ours. And, of course, we are also welcoming two brand-new affiliates to our family of radio stations, WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, and KWON-K1 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Welcome to both of your great radio stations and your listeners. Give us a call, and if you do, if you're from those radio stations, we're going to hook you up with a free copy of our Daily Biscuit. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, again, to this point of being country is really a state of mind and it's not a geographic location, I want to direct you to an amazing story from the great state of New Jersey, where a young lady who is a former White House intern is waging a valiant fight against censorship at the Miss New Jersey competition. Her name is Justine Brooks Murray, and I like this young lady. Not only is she drop-dead gorgeous, and why is that? Because I believe that conservative women are the most beautiful women in America. But Justine has a good heart, a beautiful heart. And I want you to listen to this young lady who could very well be representing the state of New Jersey in the Miss America pageant.
Hi, Justine.
Hello.
What is the most important issue your generation is facing today, and why?
Our generation is experiencing an epidemic of censorship and entitlement. And it's because our professors and our celebrities are teaching students to be narcissists, to believe that any view that differs from their own is an existential threat. And this is what I experienced on my own campus with censorship, to the point where people believe that speech is violence so that they can threaten other people with violence simply because they disagree with them.
Very good. And now your social impact pitch.
Free speech. It is listed first under the Bill of Rights for a reason. Without it, all other liberties crumble. But today, we're watching free speech get hammered to the ground by the very institutions that are supposed to promote diversity of thought. Let me ask you something. Are you a student? Are you a teacher? Are you a professor? The mere words, "I'm offended," are now being used as an excuse to silence students, fire professors, and cancel people simply because they do not toe the popular line of thought. And that's what I experienced, an Orwellian phenomenon dominating my own campus to the point where it got borderline violent. But through the Miss America organization, I will promote Miss New Jersey as Miss New Jersey by empowering the voices of young women who are not afraid to stand up for what they believe in and become a voice to be reckoned with.
Holy smokes! Whatever happened to world peace? I just want world peace, and I want people to be happy and to sing lovely songs and frolic about in the flower gardens of life. That's what world peace. Wow. Good for her. I'm not sure this is going to help her get the crown, but could you imagine delivering that message to a national audience at the Miss America pageant in Atlantic City, New Jersey? Unbelievable. Good for this young lady. And we need more people like that in this country. And there's something going on with this generation of Americans, these young people who have grown up in the cancel culture movement, and they have experienced the censorship. They have experienced the public shamings firsthand. This is a part of their life. This is a generation that doesn't really understand what free speech is, because they have lived under this threat of the cancel culture mob. The idea that they can write something on Twitter, they can put something on TikTok, they can put something on Snapchat that could ruin their life as a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. And so these young people, they're looking at America, and they're reading the Constitution. They're reading the Bill of Rights, and they're like, wait a second. Wait, you're telling me that I have a right to have an opinion? And you're telling me that my opinion, I'm allowed to have an opinion that might be different than the left? Or you're telling me that's okay? That it's not only okay, but it's guaranteed, it's protected under the United States Constitution? That's what you're telling me? Yes, we are. And so these kids are waking up. They're having this moment, this epiphany. And they're understanding that they do have rights, and they can speak out, and they can speak out without fear of retribution. And so I say good for Justine Brooke Murray, and I don't know anything else about this young lady, but what she just said, I hope she wins. I hope she wins. But more importantly, I hope that the other beauty contestants – wait, Grace, are we allowed to call – hold on just a second, folks. Grace, are we allowed to call them beauty pageant contestants?
I mean, you can call them whatever you want, Todd. I still call them.
I know it's a scholarship thing, right?
You could just say pageant contestants.
These are very attractive young ladies.
Yeah, you don't even have to say beauty pageant. You can just say pageant contestants.
And we celebrate God's beauty because the Lord, good Lord, made him. I mean, who are we to, you know? Praise the Lord. That's what I say. You see, Grace, we need to get me judging one of these things.
Oh, my gosh. Todd, I make no promises.
All right, Miss California, let's talk about the Second Amendment.
Oh, geez.
I'd be triggering people. Could you imagine?
Oh, I don't think you'd get through the first round, Todd.
No, yeah, I don't think so. What do you mean there's no swimsuit competition? What's wrong with
you? Yeah, that's gone, Todd. Sorry.
What's going on here? Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, all that to say, I've gotten sidetracked here, and I think I just got put on a couple of prayer lists with drive-bys here at the NRB. With that being said, I'm excited about this. And, folks, I know we talk about a lot of horrible things happening in America, but this kind of thing, it makes me proud to be an American, and it gives me hope. I hope it gives you hope as well. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
There she
Guy on that song. You know, I mean, this was like must-watch TV back in the day before they got woke and the women, you know, had to start wearing clothes on national television during the Miss America pageant. Grace Baker, you know what? I've got to tell you this. We have run afoul, apparently, of the NRB censors here. We're not supposed to be using terms like hot chicks or bikinis. Just FYI.
Oh, no. Did you get in trouble with someone?
Well, they frowned upon that.
Oh.
I wouldn't say it was censored, but they were like, you know, can you just, you know, try to avoid talking about, you know, women in bikinis. But again, they are God's creation, and I think we should celebrate God's creation.
There you go.
We should reward that. That's why we have something called the scholarship pageant. So, just saying. Did that come across as authentic?
Yes, Todd. You're always authentic.
I just want to make sure.
All you're right. Always how's, authentic.
How's Merlot the dog?
She's wonderful.
Mike Lindell taking care of the dog?
Oh, yeah. Merlot's spoiled. She's good.
I think I want to lay down in the MyPillow doggy bed, too.
Yeah, you need to take a nap, I'm Todd. You're getting a little delirious.
Right. Thank you. It's been
it's
long
the Dallas
days.
Air.
Long days. Long days. You know what? We're going to give something away here. So you just heard that, you know, the song of the ages, There She Is, Miss America. We need to know who was the guy who sang that, who started the 20-year tradition of singing that song, There She Is, Miss America. If you know the answer, give us a call. We're going to hook you up with a copy of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, 844-747-8868. You know, Grace, we probably should have just put a good-looking woman in a bikini eating biscuits on the cover. We would have had a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That would have been a winner.
It would have been hard to sell this at First Baptist Church Dallas, though.
Yeah, might be a little tough. Be a different kind of audience, Todd.
We have taken a very strange turn on the show today. I just want to go on the record. 844-747-8868. If you know who sang the original There She Is, Miss America, give us a call. 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, Jerry, listening to us on the live stream from Chicago, has a few things to say about the Department of Education. Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me on your show.
Glad to do it, Jerry.
I think there's about three things we got to do if we're going to get our country back. And they're kind of complicated, so I won't go into all of them. But the first thing we have to do is somehow or another we've got to get rid of the Department of Education, get our education turned back to the states like it used to be.
You know what, Jerry? I think, honestly, there really only needs to be one thing on your list, and that's it. I mean, I think if you eliminate the Department of Education and you return control of those schools back to the local communities, you solve most of the problems. And for me, Jerry, that was the one thing I wish President Trump would have done.
Well, I think it's so entrenched, I don't know how to get rid of it. In my sixth grade civics class back in the 1940s, we were taught that the state governments had charge of education, and they set the curriculum, they gave us the furnished our textbooks and so forth, and then the individual school districts more or less ran it, but it was under the auspices of the
State
Department of Education.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
We're in trouble.
No, yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Jerry, I wish we could chat longer, but we cannot, so we're going to have to skedaddle. But thank you for calling in and give us a holler back. Real quick, I want to go to the phones. The phones lit up. Everybody seems to love the Miss America pageant. You know what, Kyle? Give us a little bit of that music and we're going to go to Scott in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. All right, Scott, you know the answer here. Who was this guy?
Bert Park.
Say that one more time, Scott. I think you got it.
Bert Park.
Bert Parks, yes. You are correct, Scott, and you are the winner. That was a... Man, that guy could really croon, and he was always surrounded by beautiful women. You know, Chris Kroc from WBAP just dropped by. You just happened to be in the neighborhood. So congratulations, Scott. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to hook you up with a prize, a copy of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And Chris, we're moving a lot of biscuits today, my friend.
I think that's great. We have to watch out for the calories, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you, my cardiologist, he took one look at the cover, and I said this, he was like, all right, just here. More meds for you.
Exactly.
That's it. Welcome, first of all. You're a great radio host here
in
Dallas, Texas.
Thank you.
And the number one host, from what I understand.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. Take that and run with it.
You got to. Your show is really resonating with the people here. Why do you think that is?
Because I do not try to be like somebody else. I try to be uniquely me. And because I'm raw and a little bit nuts. As you know, most of us on this side of the microphone are a little nuts.
This is true. I mean, I'm glad that you identify that. So, because there are some people in our business who do not understand that. And those are the ones you have to worry about.
Yes. They're the ones who are like the David Letterman's going up in his backstage doing crazy stuff. Those crazy leftists you got to watch out for.
But again, you know, one of the things I love about radio, and I don't know about yourself, Chris, but this is the last frontier. I mean, this is it. If you want to be able to talk about the big issues of the day, it's on the radio.
And what I love is you have time in our format to have somebody on and just have time to get in depth and all sorts of stuff and spontaneity and in real time stuff. Ben Carson was on with me once for like an hour before anybody knew who he was. Best time ever.
Isn't he a fun interview?
Fantastic.
And his wife is the violinist. Very talented. Candy is her name. Okay. And she's incredibly brilliant. She's a fun interview, too.
Did you see, I was talking last night about, you know that guy from Illinois, the African-American guy, is like a doctor who went nuts in the all-white meeting of the
school
board meeting?
That's right, yes.
About critical race theory. I was playing it last night. I said, this guy, they got to cancel this guy because he's too good. He has got to be stopped. They're going to try to find out something to unearth and cancel this guy. And I said, he reminded me of Ben Carson, except Ben Carson, and I have to be honest, I said this, like, I love him, but he puts me to sleep because he's too calm, docile.
But, you know, that's who you want operating on your brain, though. You know, I mean,
yes.
Seriously. Right?
You do not. You know how they say this is not brain surgery with us?
Right.
Because if you and I did brain surgery, you would rather take the cancer.
I love Donald Trump, but I'd rather have Ben Carson if we're in the
operating
room.
That's exactly right.
I'm just telling you. We're glad you just dropped by. We're going to have to boot you for Jesus. He's coming up next.
It's kind of a big deal.
The TV show guy.
Well, are you getting the guy on from the Chosen? I love that show.
Oh, it's a great show. So we're going to talk about season 2 coming up. Oh. It's going to be a lot of fun. Chris, real quick, where can people go if they want to get more info about you?
News Talk 820. Go to chriscrock.com or WBAP.com.
Great American Patriot right here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I think so. Hang tight, America. Yeah, Grace. You know, Grace. I'm not sure what the protocol is, but when the Lord is going to be on the show, I think we just have to take it.
Todd, it's in God's timing. Just trust God's timing.
Oh, I like that. It's on God's time and not ours. So yes. Be sure to tell our program directors coast to coast that. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are honored to have with us Dallas Jenkins. Dallas, how's it going?
It's good. I'm a little nervous now that it sounded like you were saying Jesus is coming on the show.
Well,
I hope I'm not. He's going to upstage me if he actually shows up.
No, look, we are so excited about your show, The Chosen. It is a phenomenal hit, and our listeners love this program, and so you're a rock star in their minds.
Oh, God, that's good to hear.
And my family members, they knew that you were coming on the show. I was like, is Jesus going to be here? Can we come? Yeah. But we got to meet him at the Southern Baptist Convention. There was some place where
The
Caleb Fan Awards.
You were on the red carpet, and I was with Jonathan, who plays Jesus.
That's right.
He'll be the first to tell you he's not actually Jesus, as you know. But, yeah, we got the chance to chat there at the Caleb Fan Awards.
Phenomenal. That was a great, great night. And, of course, that, again, more affirmation about the project. You know, let's start because you've got a long history in the film industry and you're a creative mind. A lot of people would say this was a risk to do a show like this.
Right. Well, in many ways, it was a risk because, yes, when you're telling the stories of Jesus, you run the risk of offending everybody, not just because you've got non-believers who might think, I don't care at all about a show about Jesus. You've got believers who are going to be very, very passionate and concerned about getting it right. And then you've got the fact that you've got to make this show, you got to finance it, you got to get it out to the world in an industry that isn't really lining up around the block to do Jesus stories. So that was the biggest risk for me, was simply just financially. I mean, I didn't have, I was coming off of a career disappointment. I didn't really have a strong future in the business at the time because my last movie had failed at the box office. And but I did have a steady job. And then when I gave that up to pursue this show, we had no idea if it was going to work. It's not on the traditional streaming services. It's not on a network. We wanted to keep it that way because we wanted to control the content. But at the end of the day, we were starting from scratch. And so The Chosen ultimately has been birthed out of this nothing, really.
When did you realize, hey, we've got something here?
Well, we knew the show was working when people were first watching it. It just wasn't that many people watching it. It was when the pandemic hit that people said, all right, now we've got time, we're home, we're looking for hope, we've heard about this show, we've heard some decent things, let's give it a shot. And we made it free. That was the big thing, was we made the show completely free, and our income quadrupled that day. That's how God's impossible math works. But when, as soon as we made it free and said, look, you don't have to buy anything if you don't want to. If you do, if this show impacts you and you'd like to keep it free for others, and you want us to keep doing future episodes and seasons, you can pay it forward. And at that point, the show really took off about a year ago.
I'm curious about the reaction you're getting from people. What are is there a common theme in the comments that you guys are getting from viewers?
Yeah, I would say number one is it feels authentic. And you'd think that wouldn't be that unique, but it really is. You've probably seen Jesus movies and miniseries before. I've seen them all because I grew up on them, and some of them are good. But for the most part, they don't necessarily feel human. They don't feel real. Jesus is kind of this distant, unemotional, formal figure.
Always wearing the white, pristine robe in the middle of the sandy desert.
Exactly, yes. And he's usually a European who speaks in King James English. And
verily, verily.
Exactly. And certainly not someone that I would ever be excited to follow. And I think the number one thing that people say about this show is it feels authentic and human. And we really stress Jesus' humanity. Now, the key thing is it's not at the cost of his divinity. We emphasize he's the Son of God. He does miracles. But we see him dancing with his friends at a wedding. We see him dressing a cut on his arm. We see him stretching out sore muscles. We see him making jokes and teasing his friends around the fire. All of those things have really stood out, I think, for some people have brought the Bible to life.
And so much so that a new season coming up. And what can we expect?
Yeah, so season two is out now. We're a little over halfway through it. Season two picks up where season one left off, which is that his ministry is going public. And as Jesus's ministry gets more and more famous, the good news is people are coming to get healed. They're coming to be redeemed. The bad news is he's getting more enemies because he's really upsetting the status quo. So as we're writing season three, which that's not coming out until next year. We still got a couple more episodes left of season two. But as we're doing this, we're really digging into what does it mean to follow Jesus? Because that's what the disciples are facing. They thought this was all going to be fun. They thought it would be easy. They've got the Messiah. They're going to now overthrow the Romans. It's not quite what they expected, and that's what this show really starts to explore.
Well, here in the Liberty University guest chair at the NRB, Dallas Jenkins, the show, which you have seen, is called The Chosen. And I'm not sure where the violin music is. Do you hear the violin music as well?
Yeah, I do.
So
it's
coming from
someone who's playing down in the corner of the hallway.
You see, it's the NRB, and I thought, is there something religious going on here?
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Angelic band.
I bring a violin player near me so that when I talk, I have kind of a cinematic score going on.
I love it.
Yeah.
You see, this is why I love hanging with the Hollywood types. You guys have all the cool things here.
Exactly.
Has this been fun for you? I know everybody knows your dad, and of course the...
They might not know that my dad is Jerry Jenkins, who you've spoken with many times.
Just an incredible writer. Has this been fun for you coming out of that and, you know, really establishing yourself, you know, as a writer and a creator in your own right?
Well, yes, but I have to say, I'm not one of those guys who says, you know, I don't want to be known as Jerry Jenkins' son. I'm happy to be known as Jerry Jenkins' son. The Left Behind books 25 years ago, last year is when they came out. And I got a first row seat to see what it looks like to see humility in action, even as something is becoming a phenomenon. Left Behind became a huge phenomenon, and I saw my dad just remain humble and broken. And so when The Chosen has come and has started to become, has started to grow the way it has, I can kind of draft off of his heart, and you know him enough to know that that's where he comes from. And so that's been beautiful for me.
I mean, you know, as a new writer, you know, we were doing a book signing together in my very first book, and your dad had sold millions and millions of copies, and just the kindest, most gracious man. And I'm sitting there. He's got a line out the door, people wanting to autograph. And I'm sitting there, and there is no one in front of me. And this lady comes up, did not know who she was, and she asked for an autograph. And I was very gracious, and she was very gracious, and I wrote a note. And then she comes around, and she gives me a hug, and she whispers in my ear, "I'm Jerry's wife, and this is what Jerry went through when he first wrote his book." And, it was the most encouraging thing. Yes. But your mom is great, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I come from a great legacy of faith and of humility and generosity. And so as The Chosen has started to grow significantly, for me, it's just maintaining that posture of appreciation for the opportunity that we have in a world that right now is becoming more and more hostile to faith, and more hostile to conservative values, and more hostile to doing things outside the system. And but God seems to be blessing this.
And at the same time, it's also, you know, we've also stepped up our game, you know, as far as, you know, faith-based films. Sure. and programming as well. And I think people have responded to that, and clearly they've done that with The Chosen.
Yeah, I think right now, I mean, when I was growing up, I didn't have shows or movies that spoke to my faith that I actually wanted to watch. They were all either cheesy or low production quality. And so for me, The Chosen is an opportunity to do a show that I would want to watch, and that I don't feel like I'm doing my homework when I watch it.
Well said. All right, we're going to leave it there. I know you've got a lot of interviews. Tell the folks I said hello, and we look forward to seeing you on the television.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
you
Dallas, on, Todd. Dallas Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you are going to be so blessed by this incredible program, which you can watch, The Chosen. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is The Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Say hello to Deanna. Deanna just posted an item. She got her copy of our Daily Biscuit, and she took a picture of it and posted it on the social media over on Facebook. So thank you, Deanna. And we would encourage you to do the same thing. So when you get the book, take a picture of it and put your mugshot in there, your face. We want to see who you are. And send that over to our Facebook page. You can access that, by the way, at toddstarnes.com. Well, folks, here in Dallas, Grace, I've got some very disappointing news to share with you.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know I have had an incredible spring. No runny nose, no sneezing, no coughing, no watery eyes because of my incredible thunderstorm air purifier.
Oh, no, Todd. Did you forget to bring it to Texas with you?
I forgot to pack it in the luggage.
Todd.
And so now I'm coughing and sneezing and wheezing all over the place.
Well, you know the only solution is me bringing it down there to you.
Would you mind doing that?
Sure. I'll head over right after this, okay?
All right. Catch Greyhound. We're on a budget.
Okay.
So, or Southwest, which is the Greyhound of the sky. When I am back in Memphis and I am in my home, I do have this incredible thunderstorm air purifier made by our friends at Eden Pure. And folks, this thing, it works like a charm. I don't know how they do it, but you turn that sucker on and it's just a matter of seconds. It's killing all the molecules that cause you to sneeze, cough, and get the watery eyes. So here's what I want you to do. If you have bad allergies, or maybe, just maybe, you don't like the lingering smell of the fried catfish and you want to get rid of that, plug in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, and it's going to eliminate all of those yucky odors, too. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code word Todd when you check out. That's Todd at checkout, and they are going to give you some great discounts. Plus, they're going to give you free shipping. So go right now, EdenPureDeals.com, and use the code word Todd. All right, Jen Psaki making a little bit of news a few moments ago. The problem is young people, the children of America, are not wanting to get vaccinated. They don't want to get poked. They don't want the China virus vaccine. So here's the question that was asked of Jen Psaki at the White House.
It's not just Dr. Fauci on TikTok, though that is happening. So Dr. Fauci has done several Q&As with TikTok and Instagram influencers to answer questions, to meet people where they are, including young people, give them information they need. CDC's COVID vaccine chat on WhatsApp is now live to help Spanish-speaking young adults get vaccinated. We're working with the private sector as well. As you all know, Microsoft is giving away Xboxes at Boys and Girls Clubs. The College Challenge is rallying university students across the country. Walgreens is giving out $25 to anyone who gets vaccinated there before July 4th. These are just a couple of examples of some of the approaches we're taking. We'll build on that from there.
So Jen Psaki is saying, you know what, since the kids are not getting the vaccine voluntarily, we're going to try to bribe them. So we're going to give them Xboxes. We're going to give them a free college education. We're going to give them, I don't know, a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw. We're going to do whatever is necessary to get the children vaccinated. Maybe I'm just... maybe I'm old school here, but maybe, just maybe, the correct answer here is to produce a vaccine that doesn't kill the young people. I mean, how many people do we know of? And these are, again, the mainstream media censoring these stories, but we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a lot of people are kicking the bucket. They're dropping dead after getting poked in the shoulder. And my question is, how many more have to keel over before they actually realize maybe we should have taken our time here, run some more trials, run some more clinicals to make sure there were no side effects? And call me old school, but keeling over, dropping dead, is a significant side effect of taking a China virus vaccine. Just a smidge. Now, Grace Baker, I know that you are of the young person age. Are you a Generation Z? Are you millennial?
I'm like right on the cusp, but technically I think I'm Generation Z by like just barely.
So just barely. I see. Now, people in your age demographic, when you're going, because I know you're a big trivia person, so you like to go down to the pub and play trivia.
Yes, from time to time.
Well, your husband's very good at it, by the way.
He is good at trivia.
Yeah. Mr. Call Screener does a much better job at trivia than you do. I just want to put that
out. Yeah, I know. I just sit back and let him answer the questions.
But you bring Merlot.
I bring the party.
Kind of you bring the dog. Not that kind of Merlot. You bring the dog.
The dog.
I'm trying to qualify that because we're at the NRB.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many teetotalers are out here.
We'll get put on some more prayer lists.
Oh, Lord knows. I think I'm on about a dozen, including one in the press center.
It was
because of the Miss America pageant segment. Yeah, that took an ugly turn. But people, so you're having the trivia night, and I'm curious, are people there saying, you know, oh, have you gotten the China virus vaccine? Is that something that's like a part of the normal course of conversation?
I've never been asked when I've been out, and I've gone to a lot of events and stuff, and no one has asked me. Nope.
So it's not a big deal for you.
No.
Guys.
Nope. Never had to deal with it.
You see, I have noticed something here at the NRB. I have, you know what? I think you're more prone to run into a liberal than somebody wearing a face burqa.
Really?
I'm telling you, not many people wearing the face masks here.
We're also in Texas.
Well, that's true. It is God's country. I think the state is actually immune. It's you cross the state line in Arkansas, boom.
Bye-bye coronavirus.
That's it. Yes. So maybe that's it. But I have noticed, so you're telling me that people in Memphis, Tennessee, not so much concerned talking about the vaccine.
No, I mean, just last night I went to a restaurant and it was busy and the waiters and waitresses, they weren't wearing masks. There was no social distancing. It was totally normal. And I just looked around.
Grace, knowing there's like a 20% chance you're going to keel over if you get the China virus vaccine. Let's just put that on the line. You got 20% chance of, you know, going to glory. But there, but Biden, President Biden is going to say, I'm going to give you, Grace Baker, an Xbox if you get jabbed. What would you do?
I think that that's not the way to convince people. But a lot of kids my age are very naive and won't have done any research. And they just hear free Xbox and are like, well, heck yeah, I'll do it. So
I think it would be more than an Xbox. I'm thinking cash has to, you know. How about this? How about this? Todd, you don't have to pay any more income tax for the rest of your life. That's as long as you get the vaccine, no more income tax.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you, I don't know. It's sketchy. To me, if the government's trying to bribe you to get you to do something, that's just not a great sign.
It does make you wonder.
I mean, like, come on.
What? How bad is it that they're having, I mean,
$1 million, a free car, anything.
And people are not taking them up on the offer.
Yeah, have you noticed?
Not, you know why? Because they're not stupid and they don't want to die.
Well, and the people who have gotten it, or who wanted to get it, have gotten it. And the rest of the people are just like, well, nothing's going to convince us. You're not going to change our minds.
Given the choice between death and taxes, I think the average American would want to pay taxes.
True.
You
know?
You want to see the season finale of your favorite show. You know, you want to be able to, you know, work off some things on the bucket list.
Go play trivia.
Go play trivia. Go walk Merlot the Dalmatian.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. Folks, wow, it has been a very fast-paced show today. Do not forget, get to your bookstore right now. The brand-new book is out today. Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Folks, you're going to love this book. It is going to inspire you, encourage you, and you are going to laugh like you've never laughed before. Get that right now. Hey, we'll sign a copy for you over at ToddStearns.com. We are back tomorrow at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is the Todd Stearns Show.